Revelation chapter 3, just one verse from there. I think, you know, I just love the time of praise and worship that we had today, and it just felt good just to praise God with you. You know, and it's just, I know that we're all just going in our praise, and just want to encourage us to keep pressing in our praise and worship to God, and I just know that's where God wants to meet with us. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus talking to the seven churches, and here he comes to the church in Laodicea, and he just says this one verse I just want to just focus on. I'm not going to unpack this passage as such today. I feel like the Lord is saying something to us here, but he says, "Behold, take note, I stand at the door and knock. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he eat with me." Let me read it to you again. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." That's a tremendous verse. These are the words of Jesus speaking primarily to the church, but I believe that anyone can include anybody, you know, who would open their hearts to God and turn to him. But he says, he stands at the door and he knocks, and he says, "If anyone hears my voice." And this morning I want to just be sharing with you about hearing the voice of God and how important it is that we're a people who hear the voice of God in our lives. You know, we all have people around us and we know each other's voices. And as Christians, it is true, you know, as we know God, that we should be a people that hear his voice. And I can suggest to you today that many of us hear God's voice, but maybe we're not always aware of when God is speaking. And I hopefully by the end of this message this morning that you'd feel encouraged to listen out for his voice more, but maybe also be more in tune and aware of his voice as he's speaking to us in our lives. This verse in Revelation 3, verse 20 that I read to you clearly speaks of the intimacy with Jesus, with his church. That relationship that God wants to have with you and me. That God wants to come close. He wants to not just stand outside our lives, but he wants to come into the very depth of our hearts. He wants to fellowship with us. He wants that relationship with each and every single one of us. I would ask you today, how close would your relationship with Jesus be today? Is it closer today than it was maybe when you first accepted Christ into your life? Has it stopped somewhere along the road that you know Jesus and maybe you come and spend time with him, maybe like on a Sunday morning or maybe midweek or from time to time when life gets difficult? But is Jesus fellowshipping with you regularly? As much as you would eat food throughout the day, would you say Jesus is fellowshipping with you? Would you be attentive to his voice, recognizing his voice? Because God desires intimacy. He desires relationship with you and I. And in fact, we need to be a people that hear the voice of God in our life. I think it's just wonderful. I think this is incredible that God speaks to men, that God speaks to women, that God speaks to his creation. We have a God that speaks. God is not dumb. He's not distant. He's not defragmented from the church. But God speaks to us today. From the beginning of creation through Adam and Eve, he spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden. He spoke to Moses when Moses came to that place under the mercy seat. He looked above the mercy seat and he said God would speak to him from above the mercy seat. In fact, it says that God would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to a friend. God speaks to men. God speaks to people, to you and me. God will speak. He spoke to Ezekiel in visions. He spoke to Joseph in dreams. He spoke to Saul on the road to Damascus. He spoke to Peter on the rooftop and many other occasions. God spoke to the prophetesses and the prophets. God speaks. And God is speaking to us. Already this morning, I suggest that God, could he be speaking to us through the songs that we've sung, through the songs that have been sung to us, through words and scriptures that have been read? God is speaking to us. God speaks. I think it's incredible. Isn't it wonderful that God speaks? You know, it's wonderful, you know, that you know that my lovely wife will speak to me every day. Most days she'll speak to me as long as I'm being nice to her. But she speaks. I wouldn't be very nice if, you know, every day she never spoke to me. I mean, what kind of relationship would that be? And God speaks to us. Wonderful. God, that you would speak to us. And in fact, God desires in Revelation 3:20, he said, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. That's dining, that's fellowship he's talking about. God desires to speak to us. We need to understand that God desires to speak to us. But God's voice is powerful. Psalm 29, you want to turn to that, you can. Verse 3 to 9 says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord hews out the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calf and strips the forest bare. And everything in the temple cries out, glory. The voice of the Lord is powerful. When God begins to speak and we begin to understand God's voice, and often we know as Christians, if you know God, his voice will not be an audible voice. Sometimes we know he may speak audibly to us. In your life, maybe one or two of you may have heard the audible voice of God in your life at some point, but God's voice, it will often be a still, small voice that will cause us to be attentive to and listen out for. But when his voice speaks, it is still nonetheless powerful. As powerful as it was when it caused the mountains to shake, as the waters covered the face of the earth, as flames and fire came from heaven, as he created the earth, as he declared that there be light, his voice is just as powerful. It's the same voice. Whether it comes in the still small voice or a mighty thunderous voice from heaven, it's the same voice and it's still just as powerful. I love what John says in Revelation 1, verse 15, when he sees that revelation of Jesus, and he says, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. I don't know how many of you have been out to the oceans or to the seas, and you've been and you stand by the ocean and you can hear the peacefulness around you, but then you can hear the roar of the ocean rushing around you. And he said, the voice of the Lord is like the roar of the ocean. You know, I don't know about you, but when we experience the voice of God in our life, that moment when God begins to speak to us, it can be like that rushing water over our souls that brings refreshing, that brings conviction, that brings power, that brings restoration over us. When God's voice begins to speak, all of a sudden, our life begins to be transformed and we feel life, we feel invigorated by his voice. We feel connected to God, that God is speaking to us. When his voice speaks into us, it can be like that rushing water over our souls. That moment when you got saved and the God spoke into your life and he called you by name. That's the washing of the waters of God as your sins are being cleansed and you're being set apart for God. Power of his voice as he speaks over our life. You know, Jesus wants you to hear the voice of God. Do you hear his voice? In John chapter 12, verse 38 to 30, when Jesus said, there was a voice that came from heaven. Let me read this to you. And Jesus said, Father, I glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. So the crowd of people stood by and heard it. Was saying that it thundered. Others saying it was an angel spoken to him. And Jesus answered and said, the voice has not come for my sake, but for your sake. See, God's voice is for you. God has a voice for you. When we read the pages of scriptures, it's the voice of God. Now, Rachel will talk to me, you know, sometimes when she talks to me about writing and different things, she'll talk about the author's voice. And you know, it's, as we read the pages of the Bible, we can begin to see the character of God. We can see the nature of God. We can see how God communicates with us. We can hear the author's voice. So when God begins to speak to us, we can connect with his voice because we know it through the word of God. Are you familiar with the voice of God? Anyone who belongs to God will know or should know the voice of God. If we're not hearing the voice of God in our life, then I believe we're in danger of missing out. We're in danger of missing out on the purpose and plan of God for our life. And I don't want to get to my take to glory. And God said, what about all these things that I had for you and you missed out? Because too busy listening to all the other voices in the world that I didn't hear the voice of God. We can miss out on so much in life. This church could miss out on the purpose and destiny of God because we do not hear the voice of God. If we ignore His voice, if we drown out His voice, if we turn away from His voice, if we don't know His voice, we could miss out. Even more importantly, if we don't know the voice of God, we could even miss out on belonging to the Lord. Let me try and explain this to you from Scripture. Anyone who belongs to God will listen to the voice of God. In John chapter 8, I'm going to read the Scripture because I believe it's important. Here, this is the words of Jesus. He said, if you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. Verse 40, then as it is, you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God, this Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father. They said to him, we are not born of fornication. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceed from the Father and have come from God and have not even come on my own initiative, but he who sent me. Verse 43, why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth to you, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of the sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? Verse 47. He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them because you are not of God. If you're not of God, you will not hear the word of God. If we do not belong to God, if we do not have a relationship with God, if we do not open that door when God is knocking to us, then we do not know or recognize the voice of God, and therefore we do not belong to God. Jesus said in John chapter 10, didn't he? He said, my sheep know my voice. And then verse 16, he goes on to say, I have other sheep which are not of the fold. I will bring them also, and they will hear my voice. They will hear my voice. Not one individual, not just Peter, not just John, but they, any of his sheep, any one of us who desires to follow after God will hear his voice. And they will become one flock with the shepherd. So in knowing God, we should know his voice. We should recognize his voice. And God doesn't have to, when he speaks to us, he doesn't have to say, you know, Adam, it's God speaking, it's Jesus speaking, it's Emmanuel speaking when he speaks to me. He just has to speak to me because I recognize his voice. If I was to ring up Rachel and I would say, hello, Rachel, this is Adam, your husband, the one who married you so many years ago. I don't have to explain who it is. As soon as I start speaking, she would know it's me. And it's the same with God. As soon as he starts speaking to us, we are familiar with his voice and we know it's him that's speaking. And like I said, we come familiar through the word of God. As we read the word of God continually in our life, we begin to understand and recognize his voice when he speaks to us. We need to hear the voice of God in our life. It's imperative we hear his voice. It identifies us as children of God. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit within us cries out, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to us, revealing Jesus to us. So when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, he's crying out from within us, Abba, Father, and we can identify with the Father because the Spirit's voice that cries out from within us. Do you recognize the Spirit's voice in your life? Are you attentive to his voice? Jesus said he stands at the door and he's knocking. He's wanting to come in, but he said, if anybody hears my voice, I will come in. So we don't hear his voice first. We don't hear it because sometimes it may be for some people because they don't know the Father. And the only voice they'll ever hear in their life is the constant voice of the Spirit of saying, turn to him, repent, come to the Lord, to come to that place of repentance where they can start to enter into that relationship. That'll be the only voice they begin to hear, that compelling conviction. And many people love darkness rather than light, so they will turn away from the voice. To know God means that we will need to allow him to come into our lives, to welcome him into every area, not just a part, but to every area, to fellowship with him, to give him time. When was the last time you heard God's voice speaking? Is it regular? Is it daily? I know I want to hear God every day of my life. If I'm out of line with him, I need to hear his voice pulling me back on track. If God wants me to do something, then I need to hear his voice and respond to what he's asking me to do. It may be just to affirm my relationship as a son to him. It may be in terms of just enjoying that fellowship. It may be just to know him more. I don't want to just hear his voice to get a sermon together on a Sunday. I want to hear his voice because he's my father and he loves me. I want to walk with him. I want to grow in him. I want to be more like him. I don't ever be estranged from the voice of God. And sadly, so many people today are estranged from the voice of God. The voice of power, the voice that will transform us, the voice that speaks, that can change a circumstance, that can change a heart in a moment. We need to hear his voice. Hebrews chapter 3 gives us another indication of why we do not hear his voice. In a moment, I'm going to just share how we can hear his voice more readily. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 6 says, "But Christ is faithful, a son over his house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. Therefore, just as the Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said they will always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." Then verse 14. "For we have become partakers of Christ, and we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as when they provoked me." Today, if you will hear his voice. So they do not hear his voice because their hearts were hardened to the voice of God. This is in the New Living Translation, verse 12 says, "Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure your hearts are not evil and unbelieving." Take care. Take care, brothers and sisters. And that would be a warning for us today. That would be a word for us today, is that we take care, that we do not allow our hearts to become so hardened to the voice of God that when God is speaking, it just falls on deaf ears. It falls on a hard heart. That we become so desensitized to the voice of God that God is trying to speak to us, but our hearts cannot hear him because of the hardness. And in this case, it was the hardness of their sin and rebellion in the wilderness. They chose to follow idols. They chose to follow after their sin rather than deal with the sin and surrender to the voice of God. Would you choose the sin or would you choose the voice of God? And sometimes God will put that choice out to us. And sin will often be that barrier that hinders us from hearing God. Psalmist says in Psalm 66, it says, "Come and listen, all you who fear God. I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. And if I had not confessed my sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God who did not ignore my prayer or withdraw his unfailing love from me." Praise God that he heard. But he said, if I'd hid sin in my heart, then God would not have listened. And I wouldn't have heard God. It would have been that barrier. You remember last Sunday, if you were here, Rachel had that picture, she said, of that window, and that people could see all that God was doing, but they couldn't access it. They couldn't get through because of that wall was in the way. And she felt strongly in her heart that that was a picture of sin in her life. You know, and I can just take that, if I can take that just maybe a step further, it's like a soundboard that we can see, but we cannot hear God. We can see all the potential, we can see all the possibilities, but we don't know our place because of that wall between us. A sound barrier. And that wall needs to come down in our life if we want to hear God more clearer than ever before. One of the ways that God will speak to us is through, he speaks through his word, but he speaks to us through our conscience. That's why Paul said, you know, I make it my very best, Acts 24 verse 18, I do my very best always to maintain a blameless conscience, both before God and men. Have a clear conscience. You know that he was right before God. Because when God will speak to us through our hearts, but if our hearts are hard, as it says in 1 Timothy 4, he said their hearts have become callous. They're like their conscience has become callous, like a braided iron. You know, if anything's been burned on our body or our hands or wherever it may be, then we lose feeling, lose sensation. And when our hearts become hard, then we lose touch with God. We lose touch with his voice in our life. Ephesians 4 puts it like this. In the futility of their minds, in the foolishness and emptiness of their souls, for their moral understanding is darkened and their reasoning is clouded. They are alienated and self-banished from the life of God. I don't want to be in that place. With no share in it, because of their willful ignorance and spiritual blindness that is deep-seated within them, because of their hardness and insensitivity of their heart. And they, the ungodly in their spiritual apathy, having become callous and unfeeling, and giving themselves over to unbridled sensuality, eagerly craving practices of every kind of impurity that desires may demand. But you have been taught by him, just as the truth in Jesus revealed in life and personified in him. In other words, because of their hardness of heart, they become callous and desensitized to the voice of God. And that can happen to any one of us in life. We refuse when the Spirit of God comes and begins to show us and point out things in our life. He says, stop doing that in our life. Or be careful of this, that sin in your life or some area of your life. Whether it be greed or bitterness or lust or some form of addiction or some idolatry in our life that we put up and we prefer this rather than spending time with God. It becomes a separation between us and God, and it just layer after layer upon our hearts. And God is wanting to speak, but until we begin to surrender to him and say, God, I don't want this in my life any longer. Forgive me. Deal with this hard heart. You know, God warned people in Ezekiel chapter 14, he warned the people because of their idolatry in their hearts and the hardness of heart, and they chose to set up idols and follow idols in their life rather than choose to follow after God. He said in Ezekiel chapter 14, he basically said that I'll allow them to be deceived by the voices around them. In fact, God said he'd even send prophets along who would deceive them to hear what they wanted to hear. And that's what we'll be like in life. You know, when my children, when I speak to my kids and they don't want to hear something, what they do, well, they're not so much with me because I know they've learnt better, but they'll cover their ears and they'll start la, 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 la. And still, as children of God, when God begins to speak in, we come in a church gathering like this today, or we come and we read the Word of God, and somebody says something out of the Word of God, and maybe it's God speaking to us, but we don't want to hear it, and we cover our ears, and we're la, 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 la. I don't want to hear that today. So what do? If we give in to our fleshly nature, we'll go to somebody else, and we say, what do you think about this? And they may say the same thing. And then we're la, 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 la with them. And until we find somebody that will tell us what we want to hear. And then we're, well, I'll stick with that person because they please my itching ears. And now we can go to churches today where they please itching ears. And I pray we'll never be a church and I'll never be somebody who will just tell you what you want to hear, because you know, that will not set us free. And in fact, that will probably just encourage you to walk to be more distant from God. It says in that passage, it said they were deceived. And we're to be deceived by something, it means you're not always aware. And when I've seen people walk further away from God, it's often because of deception. They don't realize what's happening in their life. And sin is there. Instead of dealing with the sin, they just cover it over and hopefully it will just go away. And hopefully God will still accept me, even despite that these things are in my life. And I can still walk with God and I can still know the love of God. I tell you today, in my own experience of life, if I harbor sin in my life, I know that I cannot hear God as clearly as I did when that sin is dealt with. That's why Paul says, I need to keep my conscience clear. I need to keep walking right with God. That is why we have communion. I believe in the work of communion and fellowshipping together. We have it every week because it's an opportunity to examine our hearts before God and get right with God. That's why it says do it even more as you see the day approaching, whenever you fellowship together, to remember Christ, to praise Him, yes, but also to examine our hearts. Because sin will separate us from God. And if we continue to harbor it, our hearts become hardened. And then we walk this life distant from the voice of God. And we will miss out on the power of God in our life. Please don't allow sin in your life. If it's there, deal with it. Deal with it. Come before God, cry out to Him. So how can we hear God more in our life? First, I believe in the positioning of our lives. Like I said, it's important that you don't position yourself around people or around churches, around even, you know, we can sit in front of television, Jeremy Kyle or something, and we're listening and we're taking in all this information. We think maybe it's good. Be careful where you position yourself, that you will not be distracted and listen to the wrong voices. It says of Jesus, it said that although crowds were around him, but Luke chapter 5 verse 16, Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. He would often position himself in a place where he could hear from God. When we're around constant distractions around us, and we are in this world, and then we're bombarded with thousands of voices around us, voices of the enemy, voices of the world, voices of the flesh, voices, 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 voices of busyness, voices of demands, voices from the television, from the internet, from text, from emails, voices are coming, voices through music, voices through media, voices through government, voices through leaflets through the doors, through newspapers, voices everywhere, voices through families, voices through friends, voices through enemies, voices through neighbors, voices coming. And Jesus had the wisdom that we need to learn. He said, He withdrew. He withdrew to a quiet place. He'd get up early and withdraw to get alone with the Father. We know we need to be aware of the distractions around us. That was a word we've heard again and again, and we're reminded again last week. Be careful of distractions around us. You know, the enemy will always be looking for an opportunity to speak into your life to deter you from the will of God. And it doesn't matter how close or how maybe anointed you may think you are in God, the enemy can still come in and slip in there and begin to bring a distracting voice. It happened with David in 1 Chronicles chapter 20. We read where David, you know, he said that the devil had put in his heart and deceived him to begin to take up a census before the people. Another devil said, David, you've got a great army. Begin to count them and display it. It was subtle in his approach, and he was deceived in the voice. Peter, one minute he hears from God, has this revelation, you are the Christ. And the next he's telling Jesus that he can't be going to the cross. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. In a moment, we need to be aware of the distractions of the enemy's voice when he may try and seep in there. And we become aware, as it comes back to the Word of God, and faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And when we know the Word of God in our lives, then when the enemy's voice comes in, we can test it and we can say, no, that is not the voice of Jesus. I know His voice. And we can begin to discern His voice. Listen out for the voice of God. To position yourself in a place. The Bible says, come away to the closet. Do you have a closet with God? I want to encourage you to get hungry for the voice of God. Get hungry to listen out to what God is saying so He can lead you into the purpose and plan, so He can lead you into the fullness of Him. Because we're not there yet. We're just hitting the surface. So therefore, we need to be attentive to the voice of God. This is the second thing I want to say. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Psalm 85 verse 8 says, I listen carefully to what God the Lord is saying. For He speaks peace to His faithful people, but let them not return to their foolish ways. I listen carefully. I'm going to come to a close in a moment. I listen carefully to the voice of God. When God is speaking, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, we listen and we're kind of half listening. It goes in one ear and then it's straight out the other. And we do that, don't we? And maybe this morning that's what's happening. But listening to God, he says, he who has an ear. To have an ear means that you have an ear, that you're intent on listening. You're intentional, that your ears are tuned in to God, that you're hungry to hear what God has got to say, that you're living on edge. It doesn't matter who's preaching. It doesn't matter who's speaking what. It doesn't matter. It's the voice of God that you're listening out for. As long as they're declaring the word of God, that's what you're listening out for, to be attentive in your listening, to have an attentive ear. So not just listen, but to listen with your ears, to listen with your heart, to listen with your life. You're paying close attention. You know, some of you here, you struggle with your hearing. You know, and sometimes you'll do this because you want to listen. And that's how we need to be with our hearts. We do this, we stop from the distractions around us, and we listen. It says of Samuel that Samuel had not yet learned to hear the voice of God. And the word of the Lord came to him, and we can read about it in 1 Samuel chapter 3. And it says, we know the story when Samuel is, he's positioned in the place of God, he put the priest with Eli, and he was sleeping there. And it says that God spoke to him and called out his name, Samuel. He called out his name, Samuel. And Samuel jumped up. He went running to Eli and said, Eli, did you call me? Did you call me? And Eli says, no, I didn't call you. Why are you waking me up? Go back to sleep. He went back to sleep. Again, God says, Samuel. See, God's trying to get our attention. Samuel. And then he got up again. He ran to Eli and he said, Eli, did you call me? You're speaking to me. What do you want? He said, it wasn't me. Go back to bed. And it happened a third time. And this time Eli caught on and he said, go back. Next time you hear that voice and your name called, say, speak, for your servant is speaking. No, he didn't say that, did he? Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. You see, to listen to God, we have to have an ear that listens. When we pray and we speak, and we want God to hear us. And praise God, he does. But God, we want to hear God too. So it comes to a point where we stop and listen to the Lord. And this is something that we need to learn to do as Christians. Because, you know, the prayer meeting the other day, and I was reminded of it just going over this message yesterday. The prayer meeting, while we were praying, I just saw, you know, sometimes if you've had anyone come around to visit you, you've been to visit somebody, and you go and see them, and I had this picture of, and it's maybe it was me sitting in the room, and I saw it as almost like I'd come and maybe imagine me coming to your house, I come to visit you, and I sit down and I say to you, hey, it's great to see you. I wonder if you could help me. Could you help me by maybe you could come and help and just during the week, maybe you can come and help put up some decorations or could you do this? Could you do that? And then you say, yeah, okay, I'll come and help. And then you said, would you like a cup of tea? And you make a cup of tea. You go out into the kitchen to make that cup of tea. And while you're out in the kitchen, I thought, well, I've said what I need to say. I'm going to go out and I go. And then you come out and I just saw this picture of someone coming out with a tray. I saw it was Jesus, okay, with a tray, ready to fellowship, ready to talk, and there's things on maybe on your heart that you would have wanted to share with me, and you come out and I'm not there. That'd be rude. But God is wanting to do that. His things, he says, okay, I'm listening to you, but now let's sit down together. Let's fellowship together. Let me speak into your life. And our prayer life, and I feel so often we rush away and we haven't heard. God has heard us, but we haven't heard God. And I really feel God is saying to us, stop rushing away. Open up your door. Let me in. Let me in. Wait for me. Listen to me. To listen to God means, as it says in Job, it says, be silent and I will speak. To be silent and to let God speak, it literally means that we are listening for the hair to fall on the ground. We are so attentive to that still, small whisper. Wasn't there Elijah, as God spoke to him, not in the fire, not in the wind, not in the thunder or the earthquake, but then God spoke to him in a gentle whisper. Just a gentle whisper. You know, it's when we get so quiet before God and we say, okay, God, I'm listening. I'm waiting. Be silent. And I will speak to you. I wonder how many of us are going 100 miles an hour through life and we've missed words of God one after the other. We're missing his voice. We've been distracted by other voices that are coming in from the world and we've been led astray into this direction and then come back to God, pick up the pieces, come up to God, pick up the pieces. And we're missing his voice again and again and again and again, and we're zooming through life because we never stop to listen to his voice. Anyone, behold, I stand at the door and knock. God's knocking away. He's knocking away our hearts again today. If anyone opens, hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. God is desiring closer and closer relationship to him. And that means we're going to have to come closer to him. Can I encourage us maybe this week? I know it's cold now and I won't keep you much longer. Get a nice warm cup of tea. But can I encourage you this week to take time out with God when the worship team would come? Take time out to listen to the voice of God. Let's just bow our heads for a moment, can we? Lord, I thank you, God, that you said that you'll cause the heart of stone and you can turn the heart of stone to a heart of flesh. Lord, where our hearts have become desensitized to the things in this world. Hearts have become desensitized because we have not dealt with sin. We've just played games with it in our life. Lord, forgive us. Father, if we individually, Lord, as a church, if me, Father, if my heart has become hardened, if my conscience has become seared as an iron, then God, would you give us a new heart today? Would you cause a heart of stone to become a heart of flesh? Lord, may we not be like those in the day of rebellion who've hardened their hearts. God, let's not be a hard-hearted people. Lord, be so sensitive to the whispers of your voice. And I tell you, God is wanting to whisper. He's wanting to whisper into your life. Still small voice, the gentle blowing, like rushing waters to bring healing, to bring restoration, to bring truth, to bring life, to put your life back on track. This is the voice of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord. Become so familiar with his voice. It could change your day. You can have a whole day mapped out today. You could have other things planned out today. But you stop and listen. I tell you, your day will become an adventure in God. Today, if you hear his voice, let's hear his voice. Father, if there's stuff in our lives, Father, Lord, if we're distant from you. Firstly, Lord, you said we don't hear your voice because we don't know you. Maybe we hear you knocking. Maybe we see things. Maybe we come to church. Maybe we sing songs. Maybe we read our Bibles, but we don't know you, Father. Lord, we want to know you. If that's you today, I want to encourage you to open the door of your heart. For all who received him, he gave right to become children of God. And say, God, forgive me. Cleanse me. Father, if my ears are blocked up, I pray you'd unblock those ears. I pray that, Lord, not just spiritually, but I pray physically. Lord, we want to hear your voice again. Lead us. In Jesus' name. Maybe you could just, from your heart, just spend just a few moments before we just begin to sing and close in the song. Maybe just begin to ask God, invite him in. Maybe you want to just come in repentance before God.